Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Though PTSD is recognized as a documented illness, there are some who dispute its legitimacy. John William Searle, the director of the Center for Citizenship, Race, and Ethnicity Studies at the College of St. Rose, tells us about a similar disorder from the 1800s.
As troops return home from Iraq and Afghanistan, post-traumatic stress disorder will receive renewed attention from the media and policymakers. Some, however, remain skeptical of the legitimacy of this diagnosis. In 2005, when the Secretary of Veteran Affairs proposed a comprehensive review of PTSD claims, veterans immediately protested that their legitimate medical needs were being neglected. The skepticism about PTSD goes back to an obscure 19th century malady known as railway spine. In 1867, English physician John Eric Erickson diagnosed a peculiar condition in railway accident survivors who had walked away from horrific accidents only to suffer later from a variety of symptoms, including profound anxiety, disturbed sleep, headaches, digestive problems, and sexual dysfunction. Erickson contended that accident-related stress, not the accident impact itself, triggered growth of lesions on the spinal cord. Railroad officials, backed by a corps of company surgeons who found no evidence of spinal lesions, quickly dismissed railway spine as insurance fraud, and Erickson's initial theory was discredited. However, the transatlantic medical community argued that nervous shock or abrupt emotional stress, rather than actual physical spinal cord damage, caused railway spine. By recognizing nervous shock as a source of physical as well as mental disability, physicians identified what eventually became known as PTSD. The changing understanding of railway spine broadened concepts of disability and led to a greater understanding of the psychopathological sources of disability. Unfortunately, suspicions by railroad company insurance departments have had lasting consequences, allowing policymakers to question the provision of medical benefits to veterans whose lives have been transformed by invisible but nonetheless real disabilities.
That was John Williams Searle from the College of St. Rose. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. With our soldiers so brave.